I did have a grave concern about the any willing provider because it goes against the philosophy of looking for the best prices for a consumer. And that is explicit in ACA. That is what the mission is supposed to be about. I had a meeting with folks who were familiar with this. Language that was added to your bill, there is a three-part, I guess, test that has to be abided by, I understand, right. In your legislation. Right. There is a 15% deduction for anyone who goes in this right. program through any willing provider. And so not only would they have to go through the standards and the procedures in which to get into an exclusive network, but if they are able to get through those standards and procedures into the network, only at that point would they be able to go to the next step and agree to go into an area that has the highest need. The third test of that, or the third part of that three-tiered test, is to ensure that that person who is not originally part of that exclusive network, they would have to take a 15% deduction.
Right. Correct.
Now, all of that is very important to me, so this is all a narrowed down version of what any willing provider is.
Right.
And because it is narrowed down, I am willing to move forward, but I want to be very cautious. Having things like this pop up, and if it was in its whole form, it would be a complete contradiction to what we are trying to establish in federal law and other areas. And so I believe for the consumer's sake, my interest here is purely for the consumer. To be able to find the best product right. On the marketplace.